listener production.
Hello, Emma Griffiths at your news briefing. The US president has demanded his country find its backbone to stand up to the gun lobby after yet another tragic school shooting. An 18-year-old gunman has opened fire at a primary school in Texas, killing 19 children, two teachers, and wounding more than a dozen others. He's also dead after being shot by police at the scene. Joe Biden says it's time to act.
These kinds of mass shootings never happen with the kind of frequency they happen in America. Why? Why are we willing to live with this carnage?
While our Treasurer Jim Chalmers says it's unimaginable what grieving families are going through.
To try and imagine and fathom that a number of little kids were packed up and sent off to school today and won't be coming home, and nor will their teacher, it just breaks your heart.
The expert panel on immunisations has expanded the COVID vaccine program for a fourth jab. It covers an extra 1.5 million Aussies to include those with cancer, complex health conditions and people with a disability. Interim Health Minister Katie Gallagher says they can start to roll up their sleeves.
The idea behind expanding the criteria really has been to ensure that people who are at greatest risk of severe infection, i.e., you know, the worst end of COVID-19, so severe illness, are protected.
And it appears Peter Dutton will run unopposed to lead the Federal Liberal Party. Susan Lee and Jane Hume are both in contention for the deputy role.
Listener.